As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Wednesday, September the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Hard facts and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We stir up all kinds of philosophically radical ideas here, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014. And join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. A lot of email overnight. BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. 1L and CenturyTel. BVL, like become vocal local host, at CenturyTel.net. And for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Mo. Out of 65647. I need to get up there and check that post office box again one of these days. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, also carrying this morning's broadcast. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals slapped hard as the Swiss franc euro peg redefines safe havens. We'll talk about that in the news basket. Global disorder leaves the news writers without a story to sell. That's the case this morning. Lots of pretty blasé news to deal with. Federal Reserve, central banking, commercial banking history. We'll cover all of that in the broadcast as we proceed. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that carnage report for this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, where we found gold trading off $48.30. That's right. Off $48.30. Yesterday, we had another all-time high at $1,923.70. We've dropped $100 in 24 hours. Anyway, 18:25:30 this morning. Silver is off $1.19 at $40.77 a troy ounce. Your platinum is off $29, trying to keep it below the gold for some reason or another. But at $1,823, platinum still looks like a pretty good deal. Palladium off $4 at $746 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a widespread $1,814.90 for a low, $1,875.80 for a high. But at 18:25:30, your gold is still up $575 an ounce. Yeah, year to year for a 46.01% return on your investment. You know, there was a time when you'd have to drag people in with a Missouri mule to get them to buy gold at 575. But we got that much of a gain just this year. Well, London Gold Fix this morning, the price fixers in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,844 and gold went by it so fast. Why? It dragged the comma off the end of the statement. The London Gold Fix this morning, 1844. SPDR gold shares, now keep your eyes on this one. It hasn't changed in a while. I think that the SPDR gold shares is just treading water, watching for the mayhem to ensue. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, and once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Folks, how does he do it? Just as reliable as a German train. Yep, that's right. That's my program. Anyway, let's go back into our market report here and look at the active trading again out of New York City, as we like to call it. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, carnage in the markets, folks. Red ink in most places that I like to look anyway. And we got a lot of green ink down there in the foreign exchange rates. We'll get to there. But again, gold this morning, you know, yesterday, big day yesterday. It was just boomed. $1,923.70 in the future market. All-time record high. Well, they pulled all of that out. You know, they don't like gold going up. Don't like that. They can't allow that to happen, you know. So they've got to get in there with their jackboots and crush it all around. And they did. And it's been very volatile ever since. But this morning, wake up and find gold off $48.30 at $1,825.30 a troy ounce. Silver up $1.19 at $40.77 an ounce. Platinum off $29 at $18.23. Palladium off $4 at $746. You know, they were talking about Goldman Sachs and everybody else. Wow, the white metals are going to really rip the top off of everything this year. Well, hasn't quite happened that way. Got a lot of action there, but it hasn't really transpired. Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, again, a big spread, wide spread in here. $1,814.90 for a low. $1,875.80 for a high. I wouldn't say it's the widest spread we've seen since we started reporting this years ago, but it's definitely a big spread. Lots of action in the marketplace. And at 18.25.30, your gold is up $575. You know, for those of us that are just kind of sitting on the curb watching as the train goes by, you know, things are pretty pretty interesting. So if you just buy, I hate to voice it, but just buy long and stay long and watch the mayhem, lots of it going on out there. Anyway, at $575 for a year-to-year return on your investment of 46.01%, gold is still looking mighty dandy. And at $1,800, man, if you can't stand $1,800 gold, well, you've only been in it a few weeks. The SPDR gold shares overnight, again, this is part of the story. You know, the State Street Global Advisors, Barclays Capital, this is your Rothschild side of things. They were the guys with the World Gold Council that set up these exchange-traded funds ostensibly so that people could, you know, so that mom and pa, America, could get out there and get in the gold market. You know, it's like this guy with Kimball Gold or whatever kind of a scam they're running on the side there with their multi-level marketing scheme. You can buy gold embedded in a credit card. I would probably advise you to stay away from that scam. A multi-level marketing, you don't need that. You just need the telephone number of a good gold broker. If you want to get in the business, go there. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 101 more red ink. Followed it across through Asia and back around into Europe. Kind of a little bit of relaxation there, a little bit of green ink here and there. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 101. The NASDAQ closed off 7 at 2474, and the S&P 500 closed down 9 at 1,165. Crude oil this morning up 98 cents, not good news. At $87 even for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, that's your West Texas Intermediate, not to be confused with Muammar Gaddafi's Libyan crude that's now been stolen from him. Anyway, they claim to get that Brent crude back on the delivery side of things pretty soon, but they've done some pretty substantial damage to the infrastructure. U.S. dollar index this morning off 24 basis points at 75.67. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, not nearly as much as the Swiss franc, but it impacts it nonetheless this morning. The Canadian loonie once again firmly holding on to a dollar and a penny against the U.S. dollar, up 22 basis points. The Mexican peso on the north side of the Rio Grande, just by a taco shell this morning, up 66 basis points at 8 cents apiece. So once again, you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning, this is the big peg going on here, up 34 basis points at $1.41. The British pound up 33 basis points at $1.60 even. And the Swiss franc up 34 basis points. They've driven it down almost 14 cents in just a couple of weeks here. It's exchanging against the U.S. dollar this morning at its new level of $1.16. And maybe the people in Switzerland can get a cheese fondue for something short of $150. Anyway, the bond market this morning, the two-year bonds, this is the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness. The yield on the 2 years is at 0.20%. The benchmark, the 10-year, is at 2.01%. And the 30-year, not to be outdone by these exceedingly low yields on the bonds, at 3.31%. And the mortgage pit, of course, smiling with a happy face this morning as a result of these depressingly low bonds yields. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down on a national average from 3.50% a month ago to 3.37%. You know, it's enough to choke me up. There was a time where if I saw somebody back in the 80s when I was buying and selling real estate, and a real estate investor, if you could say so, I tell you what, if I found a real estate mortgage that I could assume at 3.37%, I would have burned rubber out of the parking lot and been the first one in line to get it. But this morning it's commonplace, moving again down from 3.50% to 3.37% in the 30-year fixed rate mortgages. These are fixed rates. It's not this adjustable slime, this toxic debt. Now, this is fixed rate mortgage. Moving down from 4.33% to 4.18%. So, baby, if you got to buy a house on time payments, now would be a time to consider it. The prime rate at 3.25% and your gold to silver ratio, it'll take you 44.77 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Well, into the Econoday calendar we go for this morning. the bank reserve settlement's out. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps will be out. We'll find out how people are responding to these low interest rates. The Goldman store sales is out. The Red Book is out tomorrow. And this afternoon they'll give us the beige book. But tomorrow, the big day, jobless claims out early at 8:30. We'll talk about it. And then it drops down through a long list of stuff. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index will be out tomorrow. And the EIEIO Natural Gas Report will be out. But even more importantly, at 1 o'clock, Benjamin Shalom, I love Bernanke, he's going to come out and upstage the usurper. He's going to do a little bit of tacking. He's going to live a little tack in front of the big monitor. Then the Consumer Credit Report will come out 2 hours after that. And then at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the usurper himself. Up on the stumping for president, stumping for re-election, Barry the usurper is going to come out with a bunch of socialist pipe dreams just to set it up right for you. Wholesale trade will be out on Friday. Let's go into the report, see what we've got for this morning. Mortgage bankers purchase applications. Okay, so we got these interest rates down at the very bottom. Let's see what happened. Here's the report. Low rates aren't boosting demand for refinancing on home purchasing, okay? So it doesn't matter how low they make these numbers. It's still not getting people to come out. Why? Well, they don't have any jobs. They've already lost all of the equity in their homes that were foreclosed out from underneath them. They've got nothing but empty pockets and sad stories. No jobs. They couldn't get a loan to save their life. Well, so it's not helping them out. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You probably take a 10,000-pound press to get $300 worth of grain in a 5-gallon pail, but some people have, I suppose. Anyway, once again, mortgage bankers' purchase apps doesn't look good here. Low rates aren't boosting the demand for refinancing of home purchases. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, whose refinance index fell for the third straight week, down 6.2% in September's second week, with the purchase index up only 0.2% to holding near record lows. That's right. The 30-year mortgage rate down 9 basis points in the week to 4.23% is near the record low of last October. 15-year rate down 8 basis points at 3.41% is at a record low. Okay, like I said, burn rubber out of the parking lot to get in line for these, but I guess nobody's in line, nobody can qualify, and it's not bailing out the marketplace. Let's go to the next one, see what's happening in the consumer world. ICSC Goldman store sales, the same store sales, fell back a steep 0.7% in September, third week, to pull down the year-on-year rate to a plus 2.7%. I guess everybody bought all the 200-mile-an-hour duct tape and flashlights and plywood that they could for the hurricane season, got their rubber boots in order, and everybody left the store. Nobody else buying nothing. Already got all the trapper keepers, backpacks, and, Fisker's scissors for the schools so that the young ones can go back to school, but that's not bailing out the economy either. Let's go to the next one, a Redbook. Redbook, unlike the ICSC, Goldman reports resale strength in the September 3rd week. So I guess it just depends on whether you can go to the upscale New York downtown places or whether you're out here in flyover country going to Wally World. Anyway, Redbook same store sales year-on-year rate in the week rose a very sharp 9/10 to a plus 4.9%, which is nearly double what the ICSC Goldman rate of 2.7%. Looking at trends, Redbook has been steady for the last 3 months, while ICSC Goldman has been gradually slowing. So I guess it just depends on who's greasing your palm and writing the reports, you know. Anyway, here's a little story on the Swiss franco. Swiss opens a fresh round in the currency war ignited by a global economic slowdown. This by Simon Kennedy and Emma Carlton, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg New News. Switzerland opened a new round in the global currency war as fading economic growth forces policymakers to step up efforts to spur expansion. Yeah, globally. Everybody, all the bankers, all the politicians, all the courts are trying to figure out what they can do. What they really ought to do is just admit that globalism sucks. I ought to just say it bluntly. If you have an interoperable, interconnected, and interdependent world, you make a stupid mistake like we've made in the United States, and it goes globally. That's not a good thing. What we need to have is many, many sovereign nations, many, many sovereign states, and all the sovereign people engaged in free trade. And when I mean free trade, I'm not talking about managed trade. We need to have strong tariff barriers between countries. And, we really need to get back off the government teat and shut down some of this regulation, allow people with good ideas to bring them to market, get the patent process reorganized so that we can have a patent on something, protect our intellectual property, and so that we don't do capacity building in China every time somebody in the United States gets a brilliant idea. Anyway, that's the story. The Swiss National Bank's decision yesterday to cap the franc's rate for the first time since 1978 marked a bid to protect trade hurt by the currency last month, strengthened to records against the euro and the dollar. The franc, some people say franc, I guess that's French, the franc, Jeffrey. The franc plunged 8.1% yesterday against the euro, the most since the creation of Europe's single currency. And there's a lot of discussion about the old euro and Europe, the European Union. It was little changed at 1.2058 per euro at 10:53 a.m. in London. The initiative made even Norway, now in the news, and Sweden, in the news, vulnerable to unwanted gains in their currencies as countries such as Brazil and Japan fight to limit the appreciation amid a flight from the euro debt crisis and near zero U.S. interest rates, with the G7 finance chiefs set to hold talks this week. You just can't get these guys to shut up. They don't realize that they're the trouble, see? That's the problem. All of the politicians and all of the bankers, they're the problem, all right? It's not us. We're part of the problem. We don't do nothing. That's half the problem. But anyway, we got problems at the top, folks. We need to purge this system. I think we need to get along with this Operation Clean Sweep idea of mine and get it going in a hurry. We're not going to be able to do that, however, until we gain control of these two political parties. The established political party system and their established laws, the statutes, the election laws, it all needs to go. It needs to go bye-bye. We don't need them. They haven't represented us from day one, and they're not representing you or me today either. With a group of seven finance chiefs set to hold talks this week, it also exposes the clash amongst policymakers counting on exports to offset slumping demand at home. All right? Policymakers. Fiscal policy, monetary policy. Congress and the Federal Reserve. Here's a quote. We'll see a lot more intervention now. Oh, God. Hang on to your hats, kids. We'll see manipulation on a grand scale. Now, whether that's a retort or an exclamation, we don't see. Stuart Thompson says, we will see manipulation on a grand scale, and we can see that this morning. Gold off $48.30, down $100 from yesterday's high. Wow. We will see a lot more intervention now. That's something we don't need. We don't need to have these managed markets. These guys can't manage their own savings account. They're certainly not going to manage ours. But here, traditional safe havens are trying to undermine the value of their currencies. Well, the problem is it's all paper money. Paper money. It's time to get rid of them. And all they are is currencies, right? They're just deposits. We've been looking at that. The commercial banking system, it's all just transfer banks, transfer deposits. There's no money in the system. There's no gold. There's no silver in the system. They're assets. That's true. But there's not any money in the system. We can't pay anything off. It's just transferring the debt from one hand to another hand to another hand to another hand. Line in the sand. The Swiss Central Bank said yesterday it's prepared to buy foreign currencies in unlimited quantities. That's intervention for you. No doubt about it. Trying to win. As we hit the zero bound in interest rates, central banks have shifted to exchange rate policy, aiming to have the weakest currency in town. Wow. I'm aiming to have the weakest currency in town. Let's see, we've got zero interest rates, no investments, no jobs, no exports, and we're shooting for the weakest currency in town. Sounds bright, doesn't it? That's right. This is a game that everyone can't win, but that doesn't mean they won't keep trying. All right? And it continues, a long one. And dollars drop, led by China. All of Asia's 10 biggest economies last year sought to influence their own exchange rates to aid exporters as the dollars fell. Now, you know that's not true. Led by China, all of Asia's 10 biggest economies were under extreme pressure from the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, and their little go-getcha, Mr. Chairman of the Pilgrim Society, Pilgrim. Little Timmy Geithner, they were over there banging on the gong with the Chinese, trying to get them to drop their yuans. Anyway, we'll be back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So if we can't get any relief from the Fed, we're not going to get any relief from the politicians. Don't expect any relief from your vitamins and supplements either. Chinese vitamin C makers must face trial in the U.S. in price-fixing lawsuits. Price fixers, all right? I know why it cost you $35, $45, $55 to get a jug of vitamin C. Well, here's a little bit of a clue. Tom Weidlich, writing this one for Bloomberg yesterday late, North China Pharmaceutical Company and three other Chinese makers of vitamin C must face trial in U.S. lawsuits accusing them of price fixing, a judge ruled. No, that's kind of an unusual thing. You know, we got U.S. law and the Chinese, why, if there's any kind of a law at all, they do everything they can to circumvent it. Read that right out of an article to you recently. But anyway, they got their laws, we got our laws. That's the problem. You start getting involved with these imports without tariffs, you know. You stack enough tariffs on top of Chinese vitamin C, and we'll get right back to figuring out that, hey, there's plenty of vitamin C in pine needles. Why don't we just get serious about making some tea? You know, you don't have to go out to the store and buy some kind of melamine, chloramine, or whatever-based vitamin C from China. You just go and find yourself a pine tree and make some tea, baby, and get yourself healthy. Anyway, U.S. District Judge Brian M. Cogan, I don't know, maybe he is Irish. In a decision posted on the case docket today in Brooklyn, New York, I doubt it, probably Ashkenazim, I don't know, maybe Sephardim. New York denied the company's request to rule in their favor without a trial. What is that, a summary judgment? I think so. The vitamin makers argued that the Chinese government forced them to fix prices. Kogan said the three doctrines upon which defendants rely recognize that a foreign national should not be placed between the rock of its own local law and the hard place of U.S. law, foreign national. Kogan wrote, here, there is no rock and no hard place. The Chinese law relied upon by the defendants did not compel their illegal conduct. All right? The Chinese law relied upon by the defendants did not compel their illegal conduct. The defendants, including Alan, Jiangsu Nutraceutical Company, Northeast Pharmaceutical Company, and Weizhang Pharmaceutical Company, captured more than 60% of the worldwide market for vitamin C by when? 2001. More than 60%. That's a monopoly, you know? China's share of vitamin C imports to the U.S. climbed to more than 80% in 2002 from 60% in 1997. So you go to the grocery, you know, you look up on the shelves there in the vitamin section, and chances are really strong that you're buying made in China vitamin C. The class actions, and they're, by the way, they're packaged in these insoluble caps, and you ingest the cap and then crap them into the toilet, and they wind up down at your local waste treatment plant. You never did get any vitamin C. If you just step outside, find yourself a white pine tree, strip off a few needles, bring them up to the house, cut them up in little pieces, put them in a tea infuser, and pour some boiling water over the top of them in a moment or two, you can enjoy a nice fresh drink. And it tastes good, too, by the way. Pine needle tea, really good. Loaded with vitamin C. It's free, you know, virtually. I had a 40-foot pine tree outside that's enough to provide vitamin C for everybody in southwest Missouri, probably, without stripping the tree. The class actions were filed by direct buyers of vitamin C who distribute it or make it into products. Of course, that wasn't medical advice. Said in a telephone interview, his firm, Boies, Schiller, and Flexner, LLP. Boies, Schiller, and Flexner, LLP. Part of the problem is, you know, we've got two different races here we're dealing with. The race of bankers and the race of lawyers. His firm, again, they helped win a $1.1 billion antitrust settlement from European and Japanese vitamin makers in 1999. Cheap product, that's what they say here. Cheap Chinese products. Wow, he's close. Let's get in there, buddy. Just get with it. Everybody say in unison, cheap Chinese plastic crap. All right, cheap Chinese product. Great, I'm glad to see this kind of getting wider traction. Cheap Chinese product broke up the vitamin C part of that cartel, Isaacson said. Isaac's son. I wouldn't imagine that he was an Irish Catholic. The irony is that by 2001, you had this. Right. Then, not to be outdone, Richard Goldstein, a lawyer for Alland Jiangsu at Orrick, Harrington and Sutcliffe, LLP in New York, declined to comment on Kogan's ruling. North China units in the case is Hebei Wellcome Pharmaceutical, the Hebei Wellcome Pharmaceutical Company. Charles Critchlow, a lawyer for Hebei Wellcome at Baker and McKenzie, LLP in New York. James Sirota, a lawyer for Northeast Pharmaceuticals in Greenberg. And Daniel Mason, a lawyer for Weishang Pharmaceuticals at Zell, are all in the thing. They didn't immediately return calls for comment. So that's that article. I would suggest you look for a new source for your vitamin C. Might suggest pine needles. Who should buy diabetes drugs? Well, not who. Not that. That's not how. Not who, Gentao. But who? But who? Not when. When Jiabo. No, not him either. Who? Well, who is who? Well, who is WHO? That would be the World Health Organization. Should buy diabetes drugs in bulk for poor nations, Novo Nordisk said. Of course, they're selling it. Headline article here, Bloomberg, Simeon Bennett. Simeon, as Simeon Bennett writing this one for Bloomberg. The World Health Organization should buy low-cost diabetes treatments in bulk on behalf of the poorest countries to ensure they get the lowest price, the head of the world's largest insulin maker said. So, you know, here we go again. If they can't get you with Gardasil, Rick Perry, they'll get you with the swine flu vaccines. And if they can't get you that way, they'll get you hooked on these diabetes drugs. But if you just improve your diet and follow the dietary laws that you can find in the Old Testament, you wouldn't have diabetes in the first place. Most low and middle income countries pay too much for the medicines. You're paying too much for the medicine anytime you're buying the medicine. You need to cure the disease, not treat the symptoms, because they order relatively small amounts and few manufacturers bid for the tenders. Anyway, that's enough for that. I would just bring it to your attention. If the WHO's involved, just ask why. And let's go to the next one. Bank of America shakeup may put Montag in CEO contention. Now, Montag's a piece of work. Yeah, he is. Remember that hearing that they had where they were grilling Lloyd Blank, fine old Bernie Sanders there. He was just shaking him up, wasn't he? That's right, he was. Now, remember Montag? Montag's the guy that wrote the email about the Timberlake deal. He called it a real SE deal. Remember that? Now, this is Montag. Yeah, he's in the news. Hugh Son, writing this one. Bank of AmeriCorp, most richly compensated executive, Thomas K. Montag. I guess it was a pretty SE deal, wasn't it, there? Timberlake made a lot of money. May become a future candidate for the top job after a shakeup elevated him to chief operating officer at the money-losing lender. Now, wait a minute. Co-chief operating officer at the money-losing lender. Well, Bank of AmeriCorp, money-losing lender? Well, I thought that Montag worked for Goldman Sachs. He did. And now he's working over at Bank of America. I guess he's going to bring some of his SE deal magic to Bank of America. Chief Executive Officer Brian T. Monahan is counting on a new lineup to reverse the bank's fortunes after he posted a record of $8.8 billion quarterly loss. And don't start tearing up yet. They spent $30 billion to clean up faulty mortgages and sold $35 billion of assets and preferred shares to rebuild their capital. But they're not hurting yet. The stock has lost more than half of its value. Of course, that only hurts the stockholders, doesn't it? Anyway, continuing. Monahan knows he's in the line of fire. He'll do everything he can to save the bank. And if for some reason he's gunned down, oh my God, they said it in the news article. And if for some reason he's gunned down, like on the sidewalk in front of the building, nod, nod, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, he knows he has to have an heir apparent. All right? He's going to have some other schluck to take his place. Well, Montag's the winner, a guy bringing dollars to the bottom line, and it would be hard for the board to throw him out should the time come. And remember, it's not necessarily CEOs, chief executive officers, the point man. No. It's the board of directors. You go in and look at the board of directors. We studied Bill Vuhenhauer's Principles of Business Law here, the Principles of Business also by Gloss Baker. We know where it's really going, all right? It's the board of directors that run these groups. They can have any stooge out front taking the bows and catching the flag. Anyway, the revamped team pairs Montag, who is 54 years of age, the head of global banking and markets, with David Darnell, 58, the co-COO, chief operating officer, who will supervise retail banking. It won't include Sally Krawcheck, however, and it doesn't include Joe Price. Who cares? Why'd you put it in the article? Anyway, Tuesday Massacre. Wow, oh my God, they're shooting them down on the sidewalk. And a Tuesday massacre. Tuesday afternoon massacre is what I'd call it, said Nancy Bush. Baby, sounds like a good plan.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, just to get a sense of what it's like to try and sell an article to Bloomberg these days, they have to include this kind of stuff. It sounds like the alternative media to me. Tuesday massacre. A Tuesday afternoon massacre is what I'd call it, said Nancy Bush, an analyst and contributing editor at the SNL Financial, the bank research firm in Charlottesville, Virginia. Quote, Brian is under pressure. Yeah. The company is under pressure. And when you're transmitting your message to so many different people, it's harder to get results. And clearly, he's not getting the results as quickly as he would have liked. So, okay. Montag here, a former trading head at Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., gains responsibility for commercial banking previously handled by Darnell. And if you're looking for any kind of a change here out of Bank of America, all they're doing is recycling the players. It's called, tiddlywinks. To be polite on the air. Inter-American Development invests in Chile hydroelectric plants. Your tax dollars at work. Zachary Tracer, writing this one for Bloomberg. The Inter-American Development Bank, it's your money, will invest as much as $5 million, I thought they were trying to cut the budget down, in the Chilean Renovarum Renewable Energy Fund. That's right. We're not doing any renewable energy around here, but we're doing plenty of it for Chile. The fund will use money to support as many as 8 hydroelectric plants with a total capacity of 160 megawatts. Well, 8 hydroelectric plants, that's a good deal, but why the hell don't they use their own money? That's my question. Anyway, but they're not. They'll use your money and they'll build them. But isn't this the case all the time with sustainable development? Isn't this the case with renewable energy? It always requires to be sustained. It needs to be propped up. It needs to be shored up. And where do they always seem to go to find the money to shore up and prop up all these sustainable development green jobs? Right into your pocket. That's where they go. They take it out of the bottom line of your checkbook and mine. Here we go, another one. Let's just go ahead and prop up another failed idea. France may keep financial support for electric cars, Figaro says. Andrea Rothman, writing this one for Bloomberg. France is likely to maintain financial support for electric and hybrid cars as the government seeks to encourage their use, LeFigaro said. Figaro, like Viagra. It's kind of just spelled, got different vowels thrown in there. Anyway, that's what they're going to do. They're going to maintain financial support for electric and hybrid cars. How are they going to do that? Well, they'll provide a subsidy. And then they'll flesh out the government fleet vehicles. They'll give it the opportunity, you know, for all of your small town. They'll buy fleet vehicles. They'll have these cars available at, like, Hertz Rental and stuff. You pick them up at the airport, introducing them to everybody. Everybody will think, wow, these are really popular. See, everybody seems to be driving. No. Industry Minister Eric Beeson, or Besson, is very optimistic about the country maintaining payments. Well, he ought to be. He's an industry leader, all right? He's getting this money in his pocket. But they're going to maintain payments of about $2,811, somewhere between 2,000 and 5,000 euros for each purchase. And the 2,000 euro at 2,811, that's the low side. All right, so the country is reaching into everybody else's pockets, and they're going to subsidize these automobiles from anywhere from 2011, let's see, it's a 2.5 times, it's almost $5,000, over $5,000. Right off the top of the sticker price, all right? Coming out of the tax revenue, coming out of the treasury, underwriting these automobiles, that's going to make the car manufacturers real happy, won't it? Like I said, there'll be a lot more of them on the street. Everybody think, wow, these are popular. But they're getting subsidized with tax dollars. Besson said yesterday, and he met with the top executives for car companies, including Carlos Ghosn for the Renault and Philippe Vanin for the PSA Peugeot Citroën, to discuss ways of encouraging electric car sales, and the executive signed a document with 10 points that favor development in that area. So now they can underwrite it with your your dollars. They're going to put their signatures on it, and they're supporting Peugeot and Renault in France, subsidizing electric cars that nobody really wants. Anyway, EcoDiesel, as if this isn't bad enough, EcoDiesel shareholders approved $1.08 billion biofuel acquisition. Started out this article a little bit yesterday, talking about corn, soybeans, and what was the other one? The three big ones for the genetically modified, and cotton. That's what it was, cotton, for the genetically modified seed bank. Stephen Nielsen writing this one for Bloomberg. Shareholders of Brazil EcoDiesel Industria and Comercio de Biocombustives and Oleos Vegetaris. Wow. S.A. You wouldn't want that one on your business card. A biodiesel maker that lacks an adequate supply of feedstock. All right. Approved today the purchase of closely held agricultural company Vanguardia do Brasil S.A. to create a 1.79 billion real or 1.08 billion biofuels producer. Huh? All the people down there, they drive around in automobiles driven and powered by, I guess, alcohol burners anyway. They may have dual fuel cars or something like this, but now they're going to go into biodiesel. Just nobody seems to want to do the math. They're just not an engineer, apparently, in Brazil either. They can't do the math. They don't realize that it costs you more money to make a gallon of biodiesel than it'll ever produce in energy on the road. But that's what they're doing. They want to get on board, largely because they get subsidies for doing this. It helps them to qualify for carbon credits. Brazil EcoDiesel will trade 1.1 billion reals, or rias, worth of its shares for all of Vanguardia. So instead of making food, they're going to make biodiesel. The approval was announced in a regulatory filing and lets Enrique Banuelos, who owns Remonte, create one of Brazil's biggest agribusinesses. Radio, do you want to be on the air? I didn't think so. One of these days my friends will realize that they don't call the house during the broadcast. Anyway, the world's 655th richest man in 2010, according to Forbes. They're really digging deep, aren't they, for this article? Scratching deep, like I said before. The global disorder is leaving the news writers without a story to sell. They had to go into Forbes and find the 655th richest man in 2010. Not even a current list. Anyway, that's enough of that. You get the idea. Let's go to the next one. Oil industry urges boost in U.S. spending to speed drill permits. they're not going to get rid of the regulators. We're not going to improve the toolbox. No, what we're going to do is spend more money. See, it's always the same thing. It's a mantra in governments. You're underworked, overworked, underpaid, and understaffed. And this article points that up. Mark Drajum, writing this one for Bloomberg, lobbyists for oil producers ExxonMobil Corporation and Chevron are pushing Congress to increase funding for the... Wait a minute. I thought we had a super committee. Well, that's up in the news, too. This is this Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. But no, the lobbyists are in there. They want more handouts. That's right. They're pushing Congress to increase funding for U.S. agencies that review and issue drilling permits. Overworked, understaffed, and underfunded. Approving more drilling or mining on public land would help boost domestic oil and gas production by more than 75% in the next 20 years. We don't need 20-year solutions at this time. We need something right now, all right? Anyway, boosting U.S. employment, maybe, not a heck of a lot of employment, and the Treasury receipts, according to a report released today by the American Petroleum Institute in Washington. Ultimately, we need that energy. That's true. We've needed it for a long time. Where the hell was Exxon and Chevron while we were buying all of our oil from other sources? Ultimately, they say we need that energy, so we need more capability in the permitting. More people, you see. We have advocated for them to have an increased budget, more money, you see. And the next thing you know, they'll need a bigger office. And then they'll have to have more pensions. And they'll need to have more of these subsidized electric cars. And so on. Barry the Usurper, who will unveil his plan to boost job growth in the American economy tomorrow night, has proposed ending $46.2 billion in oil and gas subsidies to lower the budget deficit. Of course, that will drive oil from $87 for crude probably up to $105. And that'll make the Koch brothers happy, and Chevron, American Petroleum, and Exxon. Anyway, that's what he's going to do. He's going to unveil his plan. Of course, it's not his plan. It was written for him by others. Instead, more staff at the Interior Department would help get permits. More people, overworked, understaffed, and underfunded, would help get permits approved through the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Maybe if we could just get them to turn off their laptops and quit watching porn and get some work done, maybe that would be novel, wouldn't it? They could actually work for a living. But they don't do that. Anyway, we pay more than our fair share, said Gerald. We want to create jobs and generate even more revenue. Getting tired of this yet, folks? What a song and dance.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Another article off Bloomberg, first hour, variety of news. If you missed it, you can always find our broadcasts archived for you each and every day, indexed carefully so that you can sometimes figure out what we even said on the broadcast anyway. Pique your interest, maybe have you take a look at the archives. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of hours of archives out there. And if that doesn't float your boat, or if you know somebody that doesn't have an internet-connected computer, you can always do this. You can kind of send an email to our show.archives@gmail.com. Again, that's show.archives@gmail.com. And our archivist, Fritz, in the chat room, will send you out a 3-DVD audio set in jewel cases that holds 650 broadcasts to Become Vocal Local, 8.86 gigabytes. And if you send him along $15, he'll get them on their way to you, which is a screaming bargain. You can go up just about anybody else's broadcasting network, and you'll pay $5 for a DVD of a single hour broadcast. Why do that? You can get 650 broadcasts on 3 DVD audio discs, MP3 files, and you can take them with you wherever you go. You can share them at public meetings. And for those of you that are new, it's always possible to just skip through that first hour of the news and get right to the teaching segment in the second hour. But before we go into our broadcast teaching segment of our homeschool broadcast, let's close out the news. Senate panel led by Democrats cuts Obama's clean energy program. So on the one hand, you got them clamoring for drilling permits. On the other hand, you got the usurper cutting things down. Senate panel led by the Democrats cut the clean energy program. So much for the green shoots, right? And scores. A U.S. Senate spending panel approved $31.6 billion in energy and water-related programs. Better watch out there, water-related programs. You know, watch out there. Yeah, it's hard to find those things. What if they just, I mean, what do you got to do? You follow the Federal Register every day and see what they're doing? I don't know. You never hear about it in the news. But they're going full tilt boogie while the financial house is melting down, passing balefuls of legislation under the radar, about $5 billion less than the usurper requested as Congress seeks to cut the federal deficit. All right, Senate Appropriations Energy and Water Development Subcommittee, that ought to raise your hair, keep you awake at night. Measure for fiscal 2012 is also about $57 million less than the current year budget for the programs, which is basically just like peeing on a fire plug. $57 million against the trillions of dollars that we're in debt ain't going to get the job done. But they'll go after some of this. The full Senate Appropriations Committee is scheduled to vote tomorrow on the proposal, which would provide about $1 billion more than corresponding legislation passed July the 15th by the Republican-led House. So not to be outdone in spending by the Republicans, the Senate, even though they're cutting $31.6 billion out, it's still going to be a billion more than the legislation that was passed by the House. Overall, I believe we've developed a well-balanced and responsible bill, said Dianne Feinstein. Well, I'll tell you, she's a green meanie, if there ever was one. California Democrat and the subcommittee's chairman, there you go, said today before the measure was approved on a voice vote. Viva voce, you won't know who voted for it. Would you like that? The Senate measures provide $200 million for alternative energy loan guarantees that have come under scrutiny ever since a recipient, Solyndra Inc. of Fremont, California, wouldn't say that she's servicing her constituents there, would you? Said last week it had seek bankruptcy reorganization, so we give them $200 million for research. They turn around and they go bankrupt. Swell plan, Diane.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes. Just a little chit-chatting going on in the chat room. There once was a time when musicians played the music and the instruments made the tones. Today it's all just computer-generated stuff. Sounds. We used to call it elevator music. Anyway, Solyndra's failure. Yeah, this is the news article. Solyndra's failure. Solyndra, which the usurper visited in May. Remember that? He went out there to California. He was looking at all these solar things. And, man, it was a field day. It probably cost us several hundred million dollars for that event. But the anyway, they gave him a $200 million loan. Like I said, it probably cost us a couple hundred million dollars just to have the usurper and Air Force 1, 2, and 3 fly out to California. Who knows how much they had to pay for the golf and how much Michelle blew on the shopping excursion, not to mention all of the automobiles, the limousines, the, I don't know, Humvees, all the tanks, the helicopter cover, and all of that. You know, You wouldn't think a guy would have to have that much cover. You think the President of the United States would be able to get on a, oh, I don't know, a Braniff if they still have them, and fly out to California. You know, cost us a couple $100. Maybe they would invite him to stay at their house, you know, put him up, feed him a couple of steaks or something, and fly back. Cheap. Nice. No, they can't do that. Well, you can't do that because somebody probably pop him. And boy, that would be good news, wouldn't it? Anyway, so bury the usurper. That would be the best place to start. Solyndra's failure? Yeah, they went bankrupt. Why isn't, here's a quote, why isn't this figured out before you go to the loan process? Before you get the President of the United States out there? Question mark. Einstein said. Solyndra was a big blow, no question. Yeah, they're all a big blow. They're all a big blow. It's just Goldman sucks on steroids. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu has described the program as swing for the fences. I guess that means knock them out of the park, in Chu speak. Anyway, the panel's bill also reduced the president's budget request for energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. It provides about $1.8 billion. I thought they were trying to trim the budget. These guys don't get it, do they? They're all hooked on other people's money. OPM, bunch of junkies. Opium eaters. Anyway, Obama saw 3.2. They gave him 1.3. That's the way it's going. And we'll see what's in the next one. Senate Republicans favored to win back control of the chamber in 2011 or 2012 elections. Oh, my God. Not again. Oh, God, they have all three houses if they get a Republican president. They don't go back and visit the Bush years. Oh, God. Won't be safe for any place on the planet. Get these neocon Zionists out there dragging their war toys around. They'll blow the hell out of somebody. Maybe it'll be Iran this time. I don't know. Maybe Saudi Arabia. Nah. Now the Sauds are all Jews, I think. Laura Litvin, writing this one for Bloomberg, as the parties prepare for the 2012 congressional election. Folks are going to have to get rid of the party. All right? I'm all about restoring a constitution and limit a Republican form of representative government in this country, even if we never had one. But we're dang sure are going to have to abolish the established two-party political system because they continue to stand between where we are today and where we need to go in a New York minute, and we can do it. There's only 3,066 counties in this world that we live in. 3,066, you just take direct democracy. That means we only have to win each of those counties, get a majority seat in both parties, and we can vote these parties out. You know, it's like being the Lilliputians down there messing around with the Gulliver's shoestrings. Find a few cracks in the bottom of the pyramid there and just drive our little wedges in and tip-tap, 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 tip. And the next thing you know, the whole edifice comes down. The entire political party system starts right where you are in your voting precinct. That's the place to work, right where you are. You don't have to drive thousands of miles. Just walk around your own voting precinct. Get started there. Become the party committee man and committee woman in both the Republican and the Democratic parties. And then start speaking truth to power and work it all the way up. It works that way. It's by bylaws. It's an established two-party political system. It's established in law, the election laws. And while you're at it, well, you better dust off your sights and focus all of your sights on your election authorities, your local election authorities. You know, they're the ones that bought off on this HABA, the Help America Vote Act. Right. They're the ones that brought in the electronic voting devices. And we need to make them go bye-bye. Many places already are now back to paper ballots and black pens. Now we just need to get rid of the counting device. We can bring in the high school seniors, bring in the math classes, pit them against each other, the young people that are able to count the ballots, you know, and return them consistently 3, 4, 5 times with the same numbers on them. Well, we'll buy them pizzas and sodas, all right? It'll be a lot cheaper than these electronic voting machines. They run $25, $35, $45, $55, $100,000 a pop. You buy a lot of pizzas for the students, and they could do the math and count the elections. After all, it's their future. I'm sure they'd pay attention. Anyway, as the parties prepare for the 2012 congressional elections, what a joke. Republicans have an advantage in the fight for control of the U.S. Senate. So here we go. Left, right, left, right. Marching down the road of destiny, fewer than a dozen Senate seats now appear to be in play, and almost all of them are held by Democrats, said Jennifer Duffy, from her Duffy, speaking from her office, or orifice, an analyst at the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. Two Senate Republicans face competitive challenges, the Nevada freshman Dean Heller and Scott Brown. Oh, you remember Scott? He was the Tea Party favorite. He was the guy with the pickup truck. Yeah, until he got elected. Who in 2010 broke Democrats' 60-vote majority block after winning a special election to replace who? Oh, God. Senator Edward M. Too bad he's dead, Kennedy, right? The Democrat, another dead Kennedy. Long list of dead Kennedys there are. Right now, they're favored to take control of the Senate, but it's not a done deal yet, so just watch. Both parties, the article continues, are saddled with high disapproval ratings. I'd say so. I think hemp rope would be a sound investment, a solid foreign policy decision. According to an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll conducted on August the 27th to the 31st, 82% of the respondents disapproved of the job Congress is doing, compared with 13% who approve. I'd say that's a pretty strong sentiment. Anyway, so much for party politics. Not much of that for me. House Intelligence Chairman worries. House Intelligence Chairman, that's rather oxymoronic, worries that terrorists may obtain the Libyan missiles. Well, why didn't you think about that before you went in and bombed the hell out of Libya? Anyway, now they're worried. Anyway, Indira Lakshmanan and Tony Capaccio, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, lethal weapons are already moving out of arsenals once controlled by Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Well, yeah, he opened the doors and he said, guys, go get the weapons. That's what you do when you got a militia, you open the armory. And so a lot of the weapons came out. And the U.S. must, quote, do more to find and destroy the weapons before terrorists get them. Well, if you hadn't pissed them off, you know what happens when you go around stirring up hornet's nests? Well, anyway, so now they've got a bunch of shoulder-powered rockets, fired rockets, and the U.S. is worried about it. Well, they ought to be worried about it. They brought it on themselves, NATO too. Anyway, Representative Mike Rogers, a Michigan Republican, said in an interview at the Bloomberg Washington Bureau yesterday that he's approached the White House with concerns that al-Qaeda will acquire Libyan weapons, especially shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles. Wow. Sounds drastic already, doesn't it? Shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles. quite like nuclear meltdown of the planet, and that's what's being held over our heads by Israel's Samson option. But anyway, we'll be back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So once again, closing out the news basket here on this article about the Libyan terrorists, you know, terrorists, they were doing pretty good. You know, I mean, they were pretty quiet people. I didn't ever hear anything negative about them until they decided to whip up this Mediterranean Union story that they've been cooking for the last 40 years. But anyway, now they're concerned. You know, it's always blowback. You go in, you mess around where you don't belong, you destroy somebody else's infrastructure, steal all their gold. Yeah, pretty quiet life over there. People had the highest, you know, standard of living in all of Africa, but that wasn't good enough. I mean, you know, you talk about two-facedness. We got the United Nations Agenda 21 being shoved down our throat on a regular basis from every corner of the globe, trying to bring up the standard of living for these depressed, backward, awkward people that can't seem to figure out how to put a chimney on a wood stove. And you got a country that's, you know, moving and grooving and treating their people right. And we got to go in and blow the hell out of them because they don't want to get in bed with these international Jew bankster gangsters. Well, it's the way it goes. But anyway, the guy continues. He says, we need to be doing more to secure these weapon systems now. And I say, Rogers, you're late. Quote, the U.S. has special capabilities. There's nobody better who can get their hands on this stuff, account for it, and render it safe. Also, nobody that's more prone to sell it to them, too. You know, they talk about sarin gas and whatnot. Where do you think they got the sarin gas? All the nerve agents, they got them from the United States. Bought it from the CIA. They bought it from that depot down in Alabama, probably. I don't know. General Dynamics. I was kind of trying to figure out how they were able to whip up all those anti-aircraft batteries that they were mounting in the back of the pickup trucks. I mean, I wonder if that's, well, maybe we could go to the gun sales, this gun shows this year, and pick up some of those. That would be looking pretty spiffy as we go four-wheeling around here in southwest Missouri to have a anti-aircraft gun mounted in the back of your pickup truck. That would be pretty cool. Anyway, Rogers said that the window to secure loose whip weapons is, quote, rapidly closing. That's right. There'll be a gun shows near you. He says, got to do it right away. He says, I wouldn't wait weeks. You know, I thought this war was only supposed to be a matter of days, not weeks. And then it was supposed to be a matter of weeks, not months. And now it's months and perhaps a year. Oh, well. In Iraq, the U.S. has not been aggressive enough, they said, in safeguarding the munitions that ended up killing lots of Iraqis and U.S. soldiers, too. Of course, our munitions killed just a whole hell of a lot more than that. What are we up to now? Tote board's running over a million, isn't it? Women, children, depleted uranium all over the place. Birth defects cropping up all over the who's got the weapons of mass destruction? Well, I don't suppose that if you have an SA-7 anti-aircraft missile in your possession that you're going through the TSA screener that you're likely to have it down your pant leg. Besides, if you got an SA-7 anti-aircraft missile, you don't take it on board. You sit outside in the parking lot and you blow them down from the parking lot. That's the way you do that drill anyway. Oh, my. Let's go away from that. Enough of that news for today. The Federal Reserve banking system. In the history of banking and commercial banking has proven to be a very worthy study. I hope you're paying attention to these broadcasts. I hope you'll take the time to do some research on your own and find out a little bit more about it. The history of banking as a rich field, fertile study. Anyway, the structure of the system. I'm just jumping into an article here out of the Encyclopedia Americana. Nope, this one is a Britannica, a bigger book. Anyway, squeaky cover. It's an old one, 1965. The structure of the system, 1965. See, this is still, they still had gold in their mine, silver and things like that. The structure of the system, the Federal Reserve System consists of, one, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. All right, the Board of Governors. Two, the 12 Federal Reserve Banks. Three, the Federal Open Market Committee. And four, the Federal Advisory Council. And five, the member banks. So this goes back to the idea, the notion of the transfer banks. You can go all the way back to Venice. You can go to Genoa. You can go to Florence. You can pick up the stream of commercial banking anywhere there. You can go over and visit with the Rothschilds Banks of England and the creation, really, of modern commercial banking there. You can visit a little bit with Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte, where they said, presciently, in their time, at the beginning, really, of the roll-up of the Industrial Revolution, that ultimately, in the positive stage of human development, the planet would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry. You don't think that's the case today? You'd be mistaken. And that the captains of finance and industry would rule the world with their appointed dictator, like Barry the Usurper or Ban Ki-moon. They always call him Ban, I don't know why. Appointed dictator, supported in everything that they do by a cadre of super social scientists. Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, and Brave New World Revisited. He obviously understood positivism as well as I do. And so you've got this United Nations organizations. You look at the organizational chart of the United Nations and you can see that it's all there. And this idea of the 12 Federal Reserve Banks. Federal Reserve System consists of a Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, the 12 Federal Reserve Banks, the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, we report on that on a regular basis, the Federal Advisory Council, I don't know if that would be the President's Working Group on Financial Markets or not, and the member banks. You don't have to worry about monetary trouble when you got the Federal Reserve Banks. The Fed has all of the digits, all of the deposits, all of the credits that the whole system needs. But they'd like you to think that there's some kind of a scarcity when there's not. Let's find out more about it. The Board of Governors. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, known until 1935 as the Federal Reserve Board, consists of seven members appointed by the President of the United States and confirmed by the Senate. I thought that the Federal Reserve was not to be political. Oh, well, I guess that's not the truth. They're appointed for 14 years. It's kind of like being a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Man, you just can't get these people to die fast enough. One seat becoming vacant every 2 years, so it's staggered. The chairman of the board is appointed by the president from the membership of the board for a period of 4 years. So the president's really all over this Federal Reserve Board, isn't he? The members of the Board of Governors, which has its headquarters in Washington, D.C., devote their full time to the business of the board when they're not golfing or watching porn. They must not be directors, officers, employees, or stockholders of any bank. Of course, they all come from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase or any of the other sister banks. But they have to set that aside, don't they? That's why they continue to rake in millions and millions of dollars while they're on the board. Anyway, they have to devote full time to the business of the board. We'll see. They can either raise or lower the interest rates. They can increase or decrease the amount of money in circulation. They can buy stocks. They can buy bonds, securities. They're real busy. Sound like they're real busy bunch. They must not be directors, officers, employees, or stockholders of any bank, and not more than one of them may be appointed from any one Federal Reserve District. So they've got to, you know, they've got to have them come from all over the United States, and they do. These Federal Reserve Districts are rather interesting. The more you get into those and see that, it goes back to the transfer banks. It goes back to the city-states, you know, where you would have Athens and Greece, you'd have Venice and Genoa and Florence and, you know, Toulouse and Cahors and others like that. Very interesting how nothing seems to change except the labels. Its staff of examiners examines the operation of each of the Federal Reserve's banks at least once a year, and in a number of other ways exercises substantial control over the operations of the system. Yeah.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, if you hang out in the alternative of the alternative media long enough, you know, somebody's going to come along and tell you, hey, did you know that your Federal Reserve notes are nothing more than a promissory note? And of course, you know, for the first time you figure that out and you look at it, you go, my God, he's right. We really shouldn't be too surprised by disclosures like that. You know, here in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, this back published, what was it, the 1920s, thereabouts, something like that. It's too clumsy to turn too many pages. We got this quick article here. Banknotes are promissory notes of the banks, payable on demand. This is demand deposits. And remember, these are liabilities of the bank. This is something they got to deal with. They got to have reserves to back up all of these liabilities. But they make plenty of money on those liabilities. But they have double entry bookkeeping, which they got from the Medici of Florence. And so we discuss it. Issued in various denominations, you know, that's right. If you want to diversify your portfolio, you can get into currencies and you can have ones and fives and tens. Different colors, too. If you like a colored more color, you can get into the Swiss franc. Historically, they were preceded in many European trading centers by transfers of funds deposited primarily for safekeeping with money changers, transfer banks, and merchants by orders to make payments from such balances. The first important issues were made by a number of firms of the London goldsmiths in the third quarter of the 17th century, but it was not until after the founding of the Bank of England in 1694 and the Bank of Scotland in 1695 that banknotes became a significant element in the circulating medium. We're going to hear a lot about this circulating medium as we continue to study banking. In other countries, the banknote does not appear as a permanent monetary factor until the close of the 18th century, long after this form of bank credit had become thoroughly rooted in British monetary practice. And, of course, you get into John Law and the rest of that. But back to the Federal Reserve, the Board of Governors. Again, the chairman of the board is appointed by the president, that would be the president of the United States, for the membership of the board for a period of 4 years. The members of the Board of Governors have its headquarters in Washington, D.C. The president, in appointing members of the Board of Governors, is required, quote, to have due regard to a fair representation of the financial, agricultural, industrial, and commercial interests and geographical divisions of the country. All right? So you're going to have to bring somebody in from here and there and elsewhere, lobbyists, people that help to get the president elected, and they all get seats on the Board of Governors up to 14 years apiece, and one comes vacant every 2 years. That way, every president gets a chance to put two of them on there. It's kind of like the Supreme Court scam. They do that, too. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System is, in most respects, and in all important respects, the body which both supervises and controls the operation of the Federal Reserve System. They are the master blasters. They are the men behind the curtain, the Board of Governors. Not Benny Shalom. No. It's the Board of Governors. It's always that way in corporations. We study that and we find out about it. It's always the Board of Directors, not the officers that are up front, unless you have a closely held corporation. The board determines the reserve requirements, and so we've had all of this talk about reserves and reserve requirements, not only in the United States, but also in Europe. You know, you've got to have more in reserves. They change the margins on you all the time. But it's the board that determines the reserve requirements, not the media, not social pressure, of the member banks within statutory limits enshrined in law. Reviews and determines the discount rates established by the 12 Federal Reserve Banks and reviews the budgets of the Federal Reserve Banks. Its staff of examiners examines the operations of each of the Federal Reserve Banks again at least once a year and in a number of other ways exercises substantial control over the operation of the system. The degree to which such control has been centralized in the Board of Governors was significantly increased in the Banking Acts of 1933 and 1935. And you can go back in to find law in other places, and you can find those Banking Acts of 1933 and 1935. And if you do diligence, you can find out how that control has been more and more centralized ever since the central bank was created. Federal Reserve Banks. The country has been divided into 12 Federal Reserve Districts. Now, we've got the 10 FEMA districts, and we've got the 12 Federal Reserve Districts. And those Federal Reserve Districts have quite unusual boundaries. If you look at them, they span states, they cross states. And again, it's kind of like Florence. What they're looking for is a lot of diversity in their geographic area, but they are unmindful, if you will, of this boundaries of the state that the bank of principal might be located in. And they do that for a lot of reasons. They do that for financial stability, and there's logic behind it. We won't cover that right now. But they do that. Again, the country's been divided into 12 Federal Reserve Districts, and then there's all the bishoprics, too, this Holy Sees and things. The districts are not necessarily coterminous with state boundaries, and that's the truth. That's what I was just mentioning to you. Federal Reserve Banks are located in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Richmond, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, St. Louis, Missouri, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Dallas, San Francisco, But of all those, there's only one state in the union that has two Federal Reserve banks in it, and that's Missouri, Kansas City, and St. Louis. So St. Louis is where you got out of the river, off your riverboat, and then you went overland, and you found yourself in Kansas City, Dorothy, and then you launched off into westward expansion. It was wagon hoe from there. Wagons and hoes. And Jews, merchants of Venice. Anyway, continuing, a Federal Reserve Bank is a privately owned corporation. You see, right out of the encyclopedia, we shouldn't get all excited, all right? This stuff has been known for a long time. It's just been so carefully concealed by our media and by the educational system that we don't know this stuff. But any old encyclopedia will reveal it all. Nothing is hidden to the encyclopedist. A Federal Reserve Bank is a privately owned corporation established pursuant to the Federal Reserve Act to serve the public interest. And boy, they're serving your interest, aren't they? While it is privately owned by the member banks, the stockholders do not have the powers ordinarily associated with the stockholders of privately owned corporations. Right? So it's not like it's being traded on the open market or anything like that. It's just traded among the master blasters and the black nobility and the Illuminati of Europe and England. Each member bank is required to subscribe to the stock of the Federal Reserve Bank of its district in an amount equal to 6% of the member bank capital and surplus. And we'll have to do a lot of study for you to understand that, but it's a revealing statement. Only half of this amount must be paid, but the remainder is subject to call. You'll always find that. They make rules for themselves, but then they don't have to follow them. You know, fiat money is like that. It's contagious. Once you know that you're involved in fraud, any fraud will do, right? The maximum divided dividend which a Federal Reserve Bank may pay to its member bank stockholders is 6% per annum. That's the maximum. Each Federal Reserve Bank is governed by a board of directors of 9 members. Of course, we shouldn't, you know, worry about the 6% per annum, that maximum dividend, because they make a hell of a lot more than that on the other things that they're doing with your money. It's actually not money. They're deposits. They're deposits. Each Federal Reserve Bank is governed by a board of directors of 9 members. So you've got the Federal Reserve System, and then you've got this semi-duplication going on at each of the Federal Reserve Banks in Kansas City and St. Louis and elsewhere, San Francisco. 3 members are known as Class A directors, 3 are known as Class B directors, and they're elected by the member banks of the district. The Class A directors may be bankers. The Class B directors must be actively engaged in the district in commerce, agriculture, or industry, like Monsanto or Dow Chemical, and must be not be officers, directors, or employees of any bank. So far we only have 3 bankers, and now we've got the Class B guys. These guys are all coming from, you know, we've got the captains of finance, and we have the captains of industry. The 3 Class C directors are appointed by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. They may not be, or must not be, officers, directors, employees, or stockholders of any bank. One of the Class C directors is designated as the chairman of the board, and one as a deputy chairman, chairman of the board, and one as deputy chairman. The chairman of the board is by statute a Federal Reserve agent. Talk about trusts, think about agency, etc. Thus, a majority of the directors of a Federal Reserve Bank are not active bankers, and 3, including the chairman and the deputy chairman, are not elected by the stockholders but are appointed by the Board of Governors. The Board of Directors of a Federal Reserve Bank is responsible for the conduct of the bank's affairs, subject to the supervision of the Board of Governors. Now, it doesn't say they'll be held accountable. They're just responsible. There's a difference in the use of words there. This supervision... crawl in my throat here. This supervision does not deal with the details of administrative procedure, but with broad policy matters. Policy matters. That's all they ever talk about. Fiscal policy, monetary policy, and porn, and vacations, and your money, and their wealth.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Of course, if you want to find out all the nuts and bolts about the Federal Reserve banking system, there's lots of places that you can go, including G. Edward Griffin's The Creature of Jekyll Island and other sources earlier and later than that. But if you want to just walk right straight through it and get an understanding for it, of course, you can always go to the website, Federal Reserve Board, Bank, Federal Reserve. And they have a lot of information that you can read on their website. You can just go to an encyclopedia. We consider these to be secondary sources along with dictionaries. I like to have encyclopedias in the house from a wide variety, wide swath of time, as broad as I can get. And the same with the dictionaries. I have 14, 15 dictionaries in the house and 7 sets of encyclopedias, maybe 8 now. But these articles are really good, and this is a set of encyclopedias. Of course, this is 1965, so this is about 52 years advanced from the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking System. Pretty good time slot there, about 50 years ago, too. But again, he's just walking through all the various parts of it. The chairman of the board by statute is a Federal Reserve agent. Drop down a little bit here. The board of directors of the Federal Reserve Bank is responsible for the conduct of the bank's affairs, subject to the supervision of the Board of Governors. In addition to control over the operations of the Federal Reserve Banks by the Board of Governors, there's a statutory limit on dividends payable to stockholders. The Federal Reserve banks also followed the practice of paying 90% of earnings after dividends to the Treasury. Paying 90% of their earnings after dividends to the Treasury as an interest charge on outstanding notes. As an interest charge on outstanding notes. Who's paying who? The Federal Reserve is paying the Treasury 90%. It's like, let's make a drug deal. They get to rake off the top, and then they pay back to the Treasury. All of these factors result in the operation of the Federal Reserve banks in the public interest, ostensibly. Profit to the Federal Reserve banks is not a consideration in the formation of policy. No. They're humanitarians. This is philanthropic, right? That's why they've forced the central banking system on every country on the planet now, especially on Libya. So let's go on. It says here, Federal Open Market Committee. This 12-member committee consists of the 7 members of the Board of Governors serving as ex officio and 5 members elected by the Federal Reserve banks. One of the 5 elected members is always chosen by the New York Federal Reserve District. The remaining 4 are chosen from the Federal Reserve District's group for that purpose. New York Federal Reserve is one of the first. The principal, they're the people that brought it all on us, Sinatus, Nelson, Aldrich, and everybody else, right? The Board of Governors, if unanimous, always has a majority vote in the Open Market Committee, OPMC. We'll be talking about that again and again and again. Report on it every time they meet. The committee is responsible for the determination of the Federal Reserve Bank policy toward the purchase and sale of securities on the open market. Now, central banks weren't always involved in this. You kind of have to study the history of banking to figure this out. Once they started getting involved with these securities, largely it was Rothschild's invention, but there were some others involved as well. The responsibility provides the system with one of its most powerful instruments of control over the money supply. Federal Advisory Council. The council consists of 12 members, each of whom is elected by the board of directors of one of the Federal Reserve districts. It meets no less than 4 times a year. The Federal Advisory Council meets no less than 4 times a year. While its role is purely advisory, the Board of Governors being free to accept, reject, or modify its advice, it may be influential in the formation of policy for the system. So they've got a lot of checks and double checks in this system. They want to make sure that they're taking good care of their baby, the cash machine, the golden goose. Member banks? These consisted in the early 1960s of some 6,750 banks, of which approximately 4,850 were national banks. The remainder were banks chartered by the several states. What do you mean, state banking? They're all part of the system. They're all part of the system. And what are you going to do? We have a magic wand? Go back to puka shells and tally sticks? I don't think so. System's a little too complex for that. Going to propose a simple solution. Maybe your solution will be worse than the disease we're faced with. All national banks, i.e. banks operating under charters issued by the federal government, are required to be members of the Federal Reserve System. They're all required. Even your bank, probably. Banks operating under state charters may become members of the system if they meet the qualifications for membership and if accepted by the Federal Reserve System. So if you're Bernard Knothouse or something like that, don't expect to be accepted or anybody else. You're going to have to toe the line, toady up. The member banks represented something less than half of the banks of the United States. However, they held about 75% of the total banking deposits and more than 85% of the total demand or commercial deposits. Demand. Deposits. Those are liabilities, by the way, now, to the banks. Thus, the policies of the Federal Reserve System have a direct effect on a large segment of the total demand deposits and indirectly influence the remainder. So it's almost puerile and sophomoric to get into a discussion about banks and banks and banks and banks and then the Fed and then the Fed. Because you can't separate the two. It's the captains of finance and industry. They're both in the system. And of course, it's the Federal Reserve System, and the President of the United States makes all of these appointments at the top. It's a system. And we'll find out more about systems as we study more about Auguste Comte. It's a system. And we have a systemic problem here. We need to raise ourselves up to the level of the wise, you know, physician. And seek cures, if you will, for the disease, rather than endlessly marching around the outside of the buildings with your bullhorns on the sidewalks and your placards and your t-shirts and your caps, trying to shout down the walls of government on the street. Member banks, 6,750, that was back in the 60s. Membership in the Federal Reserve System provides the member banks with certain advantages. The Federal Reserve banks are bankers' banks, and they perform a variety of services for the member banks in that capacity. Among the most important of all these is the clearing of checks. Yeah, and we have the Uniform Commercial Code and Interstate Commerce Commission, but this idea of the clearing of checks, it's huge. Now it's all automated. It used to be manual. A service rendered without cost to the member banks. The Federal Reserve banks also collect notes, drafts, and maturing securities for the member banks, crediting the proceeds to the member banks' reserve accounts. They make coin and paper money available to the member banks without handling or shipment costs. The Federal Reserve banks hold the reserve deposits of the member banks and stand ready to make loans to member banks when the latter find it necessary temporarily to augment their reserve accounts. And those reserve accounts are mandatory, and when you go to the bank, like we recently heard, all of a sudden on that Black Friday or Black Tuesday or whatever it was, all of a sudden people were taking their money out of the stock market, and they were going to the banks, and they were making huge deposits, and the bank said, whoa, Bubba, slow down. You're burying us with all these liabilities. We have to adjust our reserve account to accommodate these liabilities, and we're bound by policy, if not by law or statute, to make those adjustments. And so, yeah, it was inconvenient. They had to scurry to free up reserves so that they could balance their books using the Medici double entry system of bookkeeping. Membership in the Federal Reserve System imposes upon the member banks duties and responsibilities, which it is believed deter some state chartered banks from joining the system, like North Dakota. Membership banks must comply with the reserve requirements. Reserve requirements, reserve ratios. The reserve requirements is really important to this system. Member banks must comply with the reserve requirements established by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. The reserves must be held as deposits without interest with the Federal Reserve Bank of the district in which the member's bank is domiciled, and these reserves in almost all cases are higher than the reserves required by state banking laws. Member banks must submit to regular examinations by the authorities of the Federal Reserve banks. They must honor all checks drawn upon them at par without levying any remittance charge, and they must, moreover, hold assets of a quality somewhat higher than those permitted by the banking laws of the many states. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Hope you'll be back then. And until the next time, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.